Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 6th of July, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Researchers at the European University Institute in Florence developed an AI tool for parsing the language in privacy policies and legal documents. The tool called Claudette, short for Clause Detector, was used by the European Consumer Organization to see if large tech companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple are in compliance with EU's General Data Protection Regulation. Claudette looked through the terms and conditions for each of the companies and found that 11% contain unclear language and 34% have potentially problematic clauses or clauses providing insufficient information. The European Union has rejected controversial laws intended to reform online copyright. The draft law, known as the Copyright Directive, was intended as a simple update to copyright for the internet age. But it attracted substantial criticism for the inclusion of two key provisions, Articles 11 and 13. The first, Article 11, was a link tax that would force online platforms like Facebook and Google to pay news organizations before linking to their stories. While the second, Article 13, proposed an upload filter that would have required all content uploaded online to be checked for copyright infringement. Apparently, Siri isn't a big fan of politics. The UK Defence Secretary Gavin Williamson was interrupted on the House of Commons floor by his own smart assistant, helpfully adding some context to Williamson's address on Syria. Volkswagen announces WE, an on-demand EV car-sharing service. WE will launch in Germany next year, with plans to expand across Europe, North America, and Asia by 2020. Volkswagen also says that the WE platform will eventually add other modes of transport, such as scooters and bikes. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.